Prague is home to many museums, but only one, the Museum of Miniatures, requires visitors to use a microscope or magnifying glass to view its exhibits, which belong to the micro-miniature art genre. And Ian Willoughby will tell you more about that.
In the courtyard of Prague's Strahov Monastery is where you'll find the Museum of Miniatures, which has for over two decades been offering visitors a very different experience to what they'll find elsewhere. Instead of paintings or sculptures, the museum contains a range of microscopes. Using these devices, visitors can take in pieces whose detail is invisible to the naked eye. The artworks on show belong to the fine art form known as micro-miniature art, which was founded in the 1950s by Armenian artist Eduard Ter Gazharian. The painstaking genre later became popular in Russia, where practitioners set seven challenges if one is to be considered a micro-miniature artist. Ignat Kinol is manager of the Museum of Miniatures.
It's the fleet they started, because in Siberia there's a book about the artist who was able to put the horseshoes on a flea. So that's why everybody started by copying this. So they took the flea and started to put the horseshoes. So that was the first thing. Then they have this rice, when they draw on rice. That's the second main thing for them. Then the hair. Then there's some needle. So they put something into the needle.
The Museum of Miniatures was based in the Russian city of St. Petersburg before moving to the Czech capital in the late 1990s. The artist with most pieces at the museum is Anatoly Konenko from Russia, followed by Gazharian and another Russian, Nikolai Aldunin. Ignat Kinol says Konenko, who's particularly well known for tiny paintings, actually started out making instruments for eye surgeons.
So he was able to cut and do this very small detailed pieces because of that. So he made his own instruments, and some of them are here. We have some instruments from, I think, from Aldunin, from another artist. So they create their own instruments, and then with these instruments, they start doing their work. Okay. So they're not able to just go and buy regular instruments and then work with them. They have to create them first, and then they, each artist, of course, they have their own instruments, because there is no official school of microminiature. It means that everybody comes to that from some other areas.
The most famous piece by Konenko, a book containing the Chekhov short story The Chameleon, is on show at the Prague Museum. Another popular exhibit, the operators say, is a bicycle by Aldunin, made of pure gold. It's just a few millimetres in length and is placed on a needle. The museum also offers miniature reproductions of works by the likes of Matisse, Dali and Leonardo da Vinci.